more postseason award action here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. This other K-State podcast, all things K-State. More than just football and men's basketball. Women's basketball, men's golf, track and field. You know the words, women's rowing, including that. All things K-State. Just to finish up on the postseason accolades here before the Big 12 tournament here beginning on Wednesday, but beginning Thursday, the Cats look to make a run in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. No Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson were also honored in this. Of course, already did a daily, which already out, came last night. Jerome Tang, Big 12 Coach of the Year, baby. Hell yeah. Stats on KJ and Noel real quick. They became the 14th duo. I might have said this then. I'm going to repeat it again. The 14th duo in school history to both be selected for first team all conference, including just the second in Big 12 era. And they joined Barry Brown and Dean Wade back in the 2018-19 season. They are just the 7th and 8th K-State players in the Big 12 era to earn first team honors by the league coaches, which was announced yesterday again. That's my favorite team right there. I know there's a lot of you guys would say, or have an argument about, you know, the Jacob Pullen, Discomente team that went deep in the Elite Eight. Remember, Dean Wade, Barry Brown's team went deep, and with Kamau Stokes in that team that went to the Elite Eight that got derailed by Loyola Chicago. I wasn't there. I wasn't here at K-State. I was in Great Bend when they made that run. Now, I wasn't a K-State fan back then, obviously. But I did watch that game. But to me, that's just my opinion. Because we were here, of course, when that went down. That's my favorite team, was Xavier Sneed and McCall Maywee. Woo! And, of course, again, starred that in the postseason, we didn't get a healthy Dean Wade. So, oh, man, would we love to see healthy Dean Wade. That would have been all difference right there, baby. To get us over that top, for sure, I believe. I still think we're a better team than Loyola Chicago, but again, you have to play these on the court, and Loyola Chicago just had it in for us that day. they had a golden shoe horse, if I like to say, for other reasons than that. But yeah, if a healthy Dean Wade play on that postseason team, My. But I digress here. Real quick here. Join this tandem, which was, you could have a lot of arguments here if you're not a K-State fan, but this is a K-State podcast, so I apologize for that. There's a lot of high individual talent on the Big 12. This is what makes, when I said yesterday on the Jerome Tang situation, well, when you're looking at the outlook of the Big 12, and we'll get into this with our special guest here this week on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 149, ahead of the Big 12 tournament, I believe there's no clear-cut favorite. And that's my opinion. And I guess I believe a lot of other people in the media will probably agree with me on that. So K-State, this is one of those teams that, you know, we can go on a run, or we can be one and done. So this is one of those things. You have to be on your game. There is no second chance. You can't go to sleep in the first half and wake up and say, oh damn, we're behind this amount of points. You can't do that, especially we're playing TCU, damn it, on Thursday to kick off our hopefully a run here to whatever it is we're going to. So yeah, this is a toss up. I mean, we've seen all year long the balance of this conference. So we'll see what happens with this team. But Jalen Wilson, KU, Baylor's Adam Flagler, Marcus Carr, Texas, joined Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel on that list as well. My goodness. And Keontae Johnson became the 13th Wildcat all the way back since 1917. Oh, that's wrong number. 1970 to be voted as league's newcomer of the year. We gotta mention that. He's the second in the Wildcat Big 12 era behind Dennis Comente back in that 09 season there as well. And Keontae Johnson was also named Big 12 all-comer newcomer team as well. Noel was chosen to the all-defensive team for the second straight year there as well. Jalen Wilson also was a part of some individual awards as well. For unanimous player of the year, DeJuan Harris, Junior KJ Adams, both on the KU team, were named winners of the defensive player of the year and most improved player, respectively. Keontae George, the other Keontae George was selected as freshman of the year, and Sir Jabari Rice, whew, won league sixth man of the year. And I have to tell you, I probably put, and yeah, C-Lin, I agree with that, but I put, guess who I put right behind that? Yeah, you guessed it, Desi Stills. But he got inserted into the starting lineup late, and prayers out, and thoughts and prayers out to Desi Stills and the fam. He was at a funeral over the weekend. That's why he was not there for K-State in that 8-point loss to West Virginia as well. I got caught up with that yesterday, so that is why Desi Stills was not a part of the team, with the team, I should say, yesterday. So our thoughts, we're thinking about the fam. Desi Stills has been a huge part of this team, obviously, for multiple reasons, but had to take care of some family business over the weekend as well. So we continue to have, we need to have our prayers, keep Desi and his fam, relatives, in your prayers throughout the week as this week goes on. But so I just want to clarify that up, and clarify also Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel on postseason accolades here as we embark on the Big 12 tournament here, as K-State will begin their march here, hopefully here against TCU. TCU is ranked 22nd coming in here nationally, and I believe K-State is 12th. I have to double check that here real quick here before I sign off. It's been a busy evening for recording of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State here. It's been a crazy Monday, a productive Monday at that here. Let's see here. Yeah, the Big 12 tournament starts Wednesday with the first round. First four, we're in the next round, the quarterfinals. Yes, so K-State is ranked 12th nationally coming here. TCU, K-State is the home team, obviously, for this. Well, either way, K-State is going to have that crowd behind them. They got the late game, 8:30 on Thursday. Usually that's the recording day, but since the K-State plays, we're not going to be recording during the Big 12 tournament. So that's why the special guest, and that actually worked out in my favor, because the special guest I'm going to have on here, we're going to be recording tomorrow afternoon, right after I get off work. He goes to bed pretty early, so we want to get that done, knocked out. It'll be uploaded, I believe, Wednesday evening-ish before K-State. We want to get this out immediately and not wait around, not mess around too much with that. So the next time, so that's the plan, and we will not record again until after, obviously, the NCAA selection show is revealed. And the result, obviously, where K-State goes, either we're one and done or make a small run or get to the championship game, wherever that is, we'll have reaction to that and reaction to the bracket that K-State is in. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun to do that as well. That's why y'all need to subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, not to miss a moment. We have quite a big some surprises for you in store for the next few episodes of the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. That's going to do it on a jam-packed edition of the men's basketball edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Again, appreciate you guys, again, for continuing to follow us and to listen to us. And make sure to continue. It's important to continue to spread word about the Pro Project Podcast. And feel free, again, to leave us a rate or a review. No one star. Again, I ain't going to emphasize that every time. No one star, two star. I don't want to hear it. Otherwise, if you're not a K-State fan, you're leaving that, you have no business listening to this podcast because you're just wasting your own time. But a lot of you guys are K-State Nation or other fans that are big into college sports as well. We appreciate your sports as well. Congratulations again to Jerome Tang, Big 12 Coach of the Year, and more than likely, hopefully, leads to Royal Rose, leads to a National Coach of the Year. We'll have to see how all that unfolds. And congratulations to KJ and Marquise for their postseason accolades as well. There's a lot still on the table beginning here Thursday against TCU in the quarterfinal of the Big 12 tournament. Go Cats!